26, Escaping Possession. Roth awoke to sunlit cold. His head so sore, it felt as if his life was bound inside the thrumming pain that made him scowl. The burns were gone from arms, legs, chest, and though he felt as if he could not move, his spirit rose to know that he'd survived the night-black dragon and its searing flame. The fire beside the boulder smoldered, smoke still rising from the cold, gray, lumpy ash. He stirred up from the hollow in the snow he'd made for sleep and, groaning, found his pack and put a slice of jerky in his mouth. The goat was strong beneath the heavy spice, but he had never tasted food so good. He was alive and eating, wolfing meat that tasted like sweet honey to his tongue. He looked toward the campfire, felt the cold, and thought he'd build it up and warm his hands. But then he picked his pack up, shouldered it, and started climbing through the dazzling fields. He'd not find where the witch's cottage was before the sun blazed down, he told himself. He'd better move before his will had failed and warmth became the cause for lethargy. It'd never kill the child by staying put. The surface of the snow had frozen hard. He moved as swiftly as his legs could move. The walking cleared his head and made him feel as if he'd found his humanness again. He thanked the spirit bear inside his mind, exhilarated at the strength he felt. But then, just miles from where the cliffs rose black into the winter's white, he stopped, confused. The air in front of him looked charged, a mass of swirling chaos threatening to end the world's solidity with nothingness. He felt the bear rear up inside the chaos, felt snow and fields and light sucked into dark. A woman waving hands had somehow grabbed the bear with energy through Arthur felt, but could not see. A battle raging far beyond his senses, even though he sensed the powers devastating what was real. Miasma threatening existence anchored to life he'd always thought was all that was. He stepped back as the chaos inched toward where he had stopped, the swirling wild with songs originating from beyond existence. A greater fear than what he'd felt the day he'd faced the golden dragon seized his heart and made it beat so fast he could not breathe. He saw the bear's face waver in the light, and then the woman's weaving web of hands as death came from its natural place and tried to build a portal to Ru'Arthur's world. He wondered why he had left his days-old camp to face a wilderness he thought was myth, made up by women and old doddering men. The great bear turned away from chaos, stared at where Rortha stood in front of him, inside the realness of the real world, and leaped toward the body with a heart. "The witch is doing this," Rortha thought. "The witch!" He tried to dive away from where the bear had aimed his leap, but even though he moved as fast as any human could, convulsions ripped his consciousness. He fought against the spirit entering his spirit, tried to be the self he was. But in his mind, the great bear roared and roared. Time wavered as the sunlight flared. Then died, then fled alive again. The chaos mixed with life's stability, existence swelling with specters lost beyond the boundaries of what could ever be or come to be. The child Rortha raged inside himself. The witch's child had made the dragon mock him as he hunted in the woods that day. And now she'd witched the bear into his spirit. "He killed the child," he roared. "He killed the girl." The spirit in him roared against his roar. Rortha felt the self he knew recoil as chaos swirled into his head and bones. "I'm stronger than the bear," he snarled inside. His heart beat crazily, his fear the only rage that kept him from possession, the end of who he was, a human man. "I'll kill the girl," he chanted in his head. "The witch's girl is dead, I'll kill the girl." The great bear twisted as it fought to find a place away from where the woman's hands wove order out of chaos in chaotic song. Rortha twisted painfully in snow so cold it seemed to burn his throbbing flesh. He felt as if he was inside a furnace, the brick kiln burning with a glowing heat, his skin so sensitive it seared with pain, as if he touched a fiery red-hot coal and spread its agony across his face, hours blistering into eternity. The bear retreated from the searing pain. Life's sharpness shredding who it was into the emptiness of air and sky. Chaotic, swirling, dissipated like a mist, the sunlit cold possessed the world again. Rortha body still stung, felt his life inside the who of who he was, a man. Splayed out upon the snow, he wondered how he'd ever thought he had the strength to kill a witch so powerful. She had the force to bend a dragon spirit to her will. He could not countenance that he still lived outside of deathless chaos in his world.